Today is May 8th, and we're doing security and nonsense. It's weird that security ended up in the nonsense section this week. Usually that is like the middle episode, but...
Weird split. Security was the largest of the smallest three.
You know where else security's not nonsense? Linode.
Smooth.
How could I forget about Linode?
Smooth.
Linode is sponsoring episodes of the news this month, so you should definitely check them out. We use Linode for the Level 1 Tech's web hosting. We have forever been a big believer in their service and the stuff that they do. They've recently added a lot of new functionality, including their new Kubernetes compute engine. So if you want something that's as functional as the Google compute engine, for example, but quite a bit less expensive and quite a bit nicer, some more features. They've also got a lot of new one-click installers. So you can basically, it's like, I want cPanel, or I want, you know, to be able to host my own documents with something like Nextcloud. You can just one-click install those. Some of it's commercial, some of it's free software. Linode does a lot to make it easy. They make backups easy. There's a link below. You should check that out. Thanks again, Linode, for sponsoring this episode of the news, and definitely check them out.
It's better than the... letting your stuff get out in that commercial cloud.
Yes.
Because, especially when you talk about security, because guess what they're bad at?
Yeah.
You might be bad at it too, but you might as well do it yourself and learn and get better at it.
Oh, Linode will let you know if you're bad at it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Apple, not so much. Keep your nudes on Linode. That's the tagline for this week.
You could DIY your own VPN on Linode. There's so many job skills that you can add for yourself while you're at home doing things.
One company that doesn't care about your privacy, in fact, seems to be working at complete odds with it, is Xiaomi. Is that how you pronounce that?
I think so.
I think it's Xiaomi.
Oh, we've been pronouncing it. I don't know if that's accurate, but...
they
engagement challenge.
They really will invade you like nobody else. Actually, like a lot of other people. But this is particularly bad.
Xiaomi is recording millions of people's quote-unquote private web and phone use. So Xiaomi, they make some phones, and yeah, it turns out they're not just recording like what you're doing on the phone, but also the camera is just running. They're like, you know, the phone's kind of idle right now. Why don't we just record everything? It's like, wait, what? What? Why are you recording everything? It's just marketing analytics. Don't you worry about that.
So the quote from this, the researcher, is, it's a backdoor with phone functionality. That's a great quote. So he, you know, watched what was coming off of his phone, and it was everything. It was location data, what apps were running, all this, you know, everything it could report back. And every web browser he was running was reporting all the websites visited, all of that information. And so somebody, I guess it was Forbes, contacted Xiaomi, and they were like, hey, you got something to say about this? And they're like, well, everybody collects web data. I was like, wasn't really the question. And they claim that it was only their branded browser that they give you with their phone, and that wouldn't affect the other browsers. But this researcher claims that is not the case.
And also the microphone and also the video? What?
Well, that's important for marketing data when you're web browsing.
And also the location data, which doesn't come from the web browser. I guess the web browser can use it, but that's not what that's for.
So, yeah. We'll probably see a little bit more about that as more people look into it. You think they'll change it? You think there's any chance they'll stop doing it?
No, there's no chance they'll stop doing it.
How much money are they making off of that?
A lot of money.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Now, the NSO group, this Israeli firm, are at odds with WhatsApp because WhatsApp is kind of the delivery method that they use. Well, not kind of. It is the delivery method they use for their amazing malware. Spyware. It's incredible. They are really, really good at it. But you know who doesn't like that? WhatsApp. And so they're locked in a bit of a legal battle.
Israeli firm is deeply involved in hacking our users, according to WhatsApp. Now, NSO is saying, no, we just sell to governments. It's up to them what they do with their application. But it looks as though that's not really the case. But also more interesting than this is WhatsApp is not sure in exactly what way their application is insecure that it is allowing this exploit to basically take over the entire phone. So it seems like Apple would be interested in this as well.
Yeah. If you missed the first episode, the head of the FBI, who hates encryption, actually was a lawyer for WhatsApp.
Pro-encryption.
And was pro-encryption. And now his law firm, working for the NSO group, Man, that revolving door. It's just like, if we could tap into that energy, we wouldn't need the sun anymore.
We don't need the energy. We just need the money. It's like, and I'm pretty sure that they didn't even bother converting it to the local currency. They just showed up with bricks of gold bullion. And it was like, is this enough? It's a start.
Now, you have to ask the question. Let's say that the NSO group, what they're doing, if it seems like you should never have that, right? It's bad no matter how you do it. But they're like, no, no, no. It's just for law enforcement and governments. It's not used by bad actors.
Except for that time that Bezos got hacked.
Yeah. Well, that was probably a nation state, let's be honest. But even if that were true, even if we could trust that, can we trust their employees who have this just delicious, tantalizing amount of power? They can spy on anybody they want.
That lawyer would say yes.
But they would never do that, right?
NSO employee has abused the phone hacking tech to target a love interest. Yeah, he got Bezos'd.
They immediately figured this out because what he did, he was on location. Was it like in some Middle Eastern country? It was like the UAE or something like that. And he was helping them set up their system. And we went back to his hotel room. He logged into that same system because he had the administrative credentials because he was setting it up. And he used their system to track somebody he was trying to date. Ugh. And it was immediately discovered, and the client was none too happy about it. So he's been fired. But it goes to show you that you can never really make this safe.
This is also a parable about the whole backdoor. It's like, we can do backdoors securely. It's like, no, you can't.
Just be repulsive, and then people won't look you up for their love interest. Easy.
I would love to know the details of this. Like, did he use that information to get details to try to, like, have an inside track to the romance? Or was this just stalking?
Probably just stalking.
I liked that selfie you took earlier. She's like, I didn't post that anywhere. Oh, no.
Oh, you did. You just forgot. Gaslighting. Yeah. It's like it's on Facebook. It's like,
you're so forgetful.
Yeah, pro tip, if you're a young stalker, it never works like you expect it to. There are no success cases there. Everybody's wearing masks, and it seems like that's going to be the new normal for quite some time. Even if this clears up, I think there's going to be the trail of mask wearing is going to be a long tail because people are just going to be like, I ain't taking a chance. So a lot of our technology needs to adapt with that. Apple kind of did it, but not really. Really, they kind of just did the easiest solution possible.
Apple will make it easier to unlock your iPhone while wearing a face mask. It's in beta. It's not great.
So you think, oh, this is that cool Chinese technology where it like can just use your eyes. No, it detects masks specifically, and when it sees a mask, it's like, oh, just use the keypad. So you don't have to press any buttons to get to the keypad. You just look at your mask and it launches the keypad. So,
which you still have to touch. Yeah. Which maybe it's better just to, if you can avoid it, just don't use your phone in public.
Just throw away your phone.
We need to start equipping phones with biomechanical sensors so that we can start doing blood tests and crap like that just right on your phone.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea during a pandemic, you know. They got the little flechette, and they pop it in, they read it on the phone, and then just ride on the ground. That'll be great. And then you can step on it, get it in your foot.
It'll be like being in New York.
Or San Francisco. License plate cameras are everywhere.
This story was amazing.
They are just, you're getting license plate scanned way more than you can ever imagine. And what could go wrong with that?
9 million logs of Brits' road journeys to spill onto the internet from a passwordless number plate camera dashboard. Not just the one number plate dashboard, but it's a whole network of number plate dashboards. So, yeah, it turns out that this is just, they're just collecting this. They're just like we say all the time, it just goes into a big old database and it never gets deleted. In this case, this was one of those number plate recognition cameras. And the database was open to the internet for a long time.
So this is part of a system where apparently in certain European cities, or was it the UK? You're not allowed to bring certain cars in there at certain times, or you get billed because it's like anti-pollution type stuff. So that whole database, just out there for everybody.
I like how it's like, a day has passed. We've processed the cars. We've issued the fines for the cars. We're just going to hang on to that data forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Forever.
Because it's your history of travel. That could be super useful.
Yeah.
If I want to come after you for a crime.
Yeah.
Or if I want to market to you. Probably could sell that.
It's like, I've recognized the car, though. I mean, like, if it was just used for the data, the purpose that was stated, as soon as the day's over and the data's been processed, it does not need to be retained.
Or after you've been paid, at least.
Yeah.
If you don't need to levy a charge, throw it away. Or after you've levied the charge and been paid, throw it away.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
It doesn't happen like that. We've all gone to the, free fake email sites and created a fake email to sign up to something that requires an email for registration that we'd never want to be contacted by again. It's kind of a hassle. And so our good friends at Firefox are streamlining the process.
Firefox service will generate unique email aliases to enter in online forms. Firefox Private Relay add-on to help users safeguard their email address from spammers. It's like shark lasers built in, but the nice feature here is that you can forward it to your real email address, but as soon as it gets leaked to a spam list, you can just be like, delete.
Nice. I'm sure that will anger a lot of websites who pointlessly make you register.
I can't. I'm just waiting for all the marketing databases where they're like trying to relate all of their records that they have by email address. And it's like, people only have one email address. And it's like, I don't think that's true.
Now, this story from Gizmodo, like, gave me a cold sweat. Because yeah. I am particularly interested in the prison systems. It fascinates me. But the more you learn about it, the more terrifying it becomes. Because it really is a world where it's just soulless and faceless. And it's just this factory that cranks out money based on human suffering. And you can get in there by accident. And then you really never get out. And this is a great explanation of why you never get out. And it's designed that way. And oh my God.
Well, your freedom depends on an app. So this is talking about how there was a person that was released from... they completed their time. But, you know, there's this reintegration phase. And during the reintegration phase, instead of taking the angle monitor, they took an app on a cell phone. Because that seems less invasive, right? No, the...
Yeah, seems perfect for that.
They also make you buy the cell phone yourself, which is like, where do you get the money for that if you're coming out of prison?
But then the app, it's like super insidious, and it's also super buggy. So in this case, the person that was experiencing the app, you know, their phone would just go off in the middle of the night and be like, you're not at home. And it's like, but I am at home. I'm sleeping at home. And just all kinds of problems.
So this app uses facial recognition and voice recognition, as well as numeric codes, to try and confirm that you are where you say you are. So let's say that the app, for whatever reason, thinks that you should be at home, and it thinks maybe you're not. So I guess there's GPS in there somewhere. So it plays an alarm sound, and then it gives you one of those tasks to complete. Either you read back numbers to it, or you punch numbers in, or you let it look at your face. Apparently that rarely works. And they logged as many as 10 times per hour. That's more than every 10 minutes. And they said that would happen all night long. So, like, you wake up exhausted, you go to your crappy job, because, by the way, you have to pay for the app, not just the phone.
$90 a month.
$90 a month. And this is a person who's just out of prison. So you go to your job at, like, a fast food place where they're like, hey, put your phone away and don't look at it during your day. But you have to look at it 10 times per hour. And then you get fired, and that breaks your parole, and you go back in, and you lost all that money, and then you do it again.
Yeah. Oh.
It seems like some of this might be incompetence. It seems like the company that made this was terrible. They described the code as sloppy and lazy.
Oh, yeah.
But it also just could be malicious.
Yeah, it's like we don't want this to be functional at all so that people will go back into the military prison complex.
Yeah, and when you get back out 6 months from now after violating your parole, do it again. Repeat customers.
Ugh. If like the, you know, bother them every 10 minutes, I wonder if that's like a feature that was requested, and I wonder if any developer pushed back on that and was like, maybe we just do it like once every 2 hours, and they're like, no.
Well, it's supposed to be, if it knows that you're at home, it doesn't bother you. But that part seems to be broken. So it's constantly thinking that you're violating when you're just at home.
Your router crapped out. You're not at home anymore. No, that's not happened.
I wonder what happens when it... Well, it's a phone, though.
Yeah.
So the wireless signal. But you could be in a place with crappy wireless.
Yeah.
It seems like that would be likely, too, if you're in a rural area.
Mm. Well, I got to say, you know, it's great when you're not eating as much restaurant or fast food. But the volume of food I'm eating is really cranked up. Because, you know, the boredom eating and it's like... It's just, you know, sometimes you'll cook to have something to do. How are you guys experiencing that?
Yeah, eating a lot of cereal.
Wow.
We cook that like from maybe Kristen. One meal a day. Otherwise, it's just like constant snacking.
Yeah, but do you say you're eating more calories or less?
Probably less.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. Probably like very similar, honestly, but...
Empirically, a lot of people talked about the quarantine 15, like the freshman 15. Like you're locked down, you're going to gain a bunch of weight because you know you're not getting out and doing stuff, and you're just constantly eating. But it seems like, based on some Internet of Things data, maybe not the case.
Digital scale maker finds its customers are maintaining weight during lockdown. This kind of makes sense. I'm actually, if anything, less sedentary than I usually am when I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, you want to get out and walk,
but. This has got to be a small sample.
Yeah.
How many people have... And they kind of point out, like, if you've got a smart scale and you're weighing yourself every day, aren't you probably already less likely to be one that's gaining a bunch of weight?
Yeah. It says 450,000 people.
But those people might be people who are already, like, fitness nuts. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'm not going to invest any money in a scale.
Yeah, they paid a bunch of money for a scale, and they religiously weigh themselves and track it in an app.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Interesting, though. Interesting. Also interesting to keep in mind that they anonymize that data. But if you're using the smart scale, guess what? They're just running numbers on it constantly. You're part of the group. Congratulations. Enjoy it. One thing is for sure. We have to get off this horrible rock. It's filled with disease and overreaching governments and just pure evil. It's terrible. We need to spread humanity's disease to another rock. And how are we going to do that? Well, we're getting one step closer. And there's going to be three major companies that get these contracts.
NASA names the companies to develop human landers for the Artemis moon missions. Let's see, it was Blue Origin, SpaceX, and I forgot. Some company I'd never heard of.
Oh, yeah, one you never heard of, Dynetics. They're going to make the lander and... Of course, SpaceX is making the Starship, and Blue Origin is making the... Blue Origin is making the lander, and Dynetics is making the ascent descent capability. So I guess they're going to do the rockets on the lander?
Wow. Bezos and Musk working together for the betterment of humanity.
We're doomed. To imagine them just getting angry at each other the whole time.
Oh, you think they could set aside their egos for 10 minutes?
Musk is just going to straight up blow up that lander. You watch and see. It's like, oops, forgot to pressurize the cryo tank.
Some of you may die, but that's a risk I'm willing to take. Also, Elon Musk.
So it's been pushed back because of the problems, but 2024, we're looking at putting those humans on the moon.
I wonder if we'll still be in quarantine then.
So that's cool. And eventually Mars, of course. That's the ultimate goal.
I'll be a level 9 Linode wizard by then.
Only a level 9?
Do you think Linode will move some data centers to Mars?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll have to. The interplanetary internet. I'll have to be local to the planet. There'll be Netflix caches. Like, Netflix will be a great experience on the moon. Quake, not so much.
The system administrator on Mars is going to be a huge paying job. A little lonely. But boy, you're going to get paid. Well, we have this horrible thing that's all around us, and it's invisible, and it's this threat that we can't fight. But perhaps there's hope from our animal friends.
Dogs trying to sniff out the thing. That's it. That's all. This whole story is like three sentences. It's like they're trying to train dogs to sniff it out. It seems like a setup. Go ahead.
No, I just said I don't think Rue would be very good at this. Rue just likes to sniff everything.
Let's say that Rue was good at this, exceptionally good at this, and they needed to take her to serve all mankind. Would you be willing to give her up?
Expect after a certain point they'd be able to give her back to me. But I would give her up for that.
No, she has to be euthanized afterwards.
No! She's a good dog. She got a greenie today, and that was very exciting for her.
This whole thing read like a setup for like one of the jokes from Futurama with like Professor Farnsworth. It's like, oh yeah, they trained the dogs to do that. Oh, the dogs did exceptionally well. All their handlers died.
Wow.
That's true, because somebody would have to be walking you around waiting for you to signal. Maybe a robot can do that. Well, we've all the big tech conferences are canceled, or they've been rerouted to these weird online things that are poorly defined. And it seems like more and more people just don't care because it's not a real thing anymore. Some of them have figured out a way to get back in the headlines, at least.
This tech conference is being held on Animal Crossing Island. Deserted Island DevOps is a conference held entirely on an island inside the hit video game, since In Real Life is canceled until further notice.
This is something.
Doesn't look like there's a lot of attendance here.
Oh, it hasn't happened yet, but it will soon.
Oh, I thought it did.
Did it? There was 1,000 people that are registered to go do this.
I guess this is just something else that happens in Animal Crossing. Can you just do lectures in Animal Crossing? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Anyway,
so many questions. I don't play Animal Crossing.
That does seem like a big barrier to entry. I mean, not everybody has a Switch.
Yeah.
But they did say they would be streaming on Twitch as well. Yeah. So you can't communicate with them, but you can watch the presentations if you want.
By the time this airs, I think it'll have happened.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's a gimmick. I don't know if it's a good one. Also, you got to wonder, do the Animal Crossing, how many people can be involved at once on a given instance of Animal Crossing? That's a pretty... Because, like, the big arena shooters, that's like 100, right? 100 people on the map?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't have to worry much about the tick rate
Animal
Crossing.
Somebody's clipping through the wall in Animal Crossing. It's like,
I like to throw in every mushroom story I can find because Chris is into mushrooms, and I'm fascinated by them. It seems like an incredible world that we really don't understand much about, and they can do pretty impressive things. And I gotta say, if I could get one of these plants for my house, my cats would probably kill it. But I would really love to have this. This seems like a really amazing thing.
Scientists create glowing plants using mushroom genes.
Neat.
Really not much more about it than that. I mean,
yeah, I was going to see if they mentioned what kind that they used.
Yeah, they did. It's just like a big mushroom name.
But, oh, well.
So it's like this kind of thing where it eats these certain kinds of particles, and it's naturally occurring, but they haven't ever really been able to do it on a good level. They did it before, but it wasn't very bright because they couldn't put enough of them in there. But now they figured out this one kind of mushroom that can create them. And it turns out it responds to damage. If you bruise it, it glows brighter.
That makes sense. There's a lot of mushrooms that that's actually how you identify them, is you bruise the flesh, and then depending on how quickly it changes color, or if it changes color at all, that's how you know what kind it is.
They also say it's more in the flowers than the stems and the leaves. So
that makes sense, because you're sending all your nutrients there if you're a plant.
Could certainly be an interesting garden built off of that.
I don't know.
I'm sure it won't give us all cancer.
Could you do that with like a plant that you eat? Like, could you put this same thing in like a strawberry plant and have glowing strawberry flowers?
I imagine so, because it's just splicing that mushroom into it.
How long until we get the 911 call that my poop is glowing?
Oh, I'm sure that'll happen if this ever goes through.
Or I'm vomiting glowing spores.
It'll be just like in Fallout.
And I feel like I need to kill my family.
There's actually a kind of mushroom that grows around here that they say is bioluminescent. I've never been able to see that, but
that is a naturally occurring thing, especially like cave mushrooms apparently, and that's why they figured out to use this. So pretty cool. Now, we're going to the moon in 2024. If you say to yourself, I'm going to be one of the people going to that moon because I love the moon, I can't wait, then you might want to prep with this amazing new map that we have.
The U.S. Geological Survey has released the first complete geological map of the moon. Can study the lunar surface in detail. They got all the craters labeled and all the different kinds of things going on the surface of the moon. So, yeah.
If you want to go visit.
Does it have polar? I guess it does, right? It's got a spin on an axis. That's cool.
One of the top comments is, what about Street View?
What do you think this big pink area is?
Giant crater.
Is that low?
Oh, maybe.
You think?
I would assume so, but I don't know.
I thought at first they might have been like, there's gold deposits here. And it's like, oh, we'll colonize the moon immediately.
That's like a video game. That's pretty cool. You know what? This would be a great gift to get this as a globe and give to somebody.
Oh, we got a moon globe back there, but it's just the...
It doesn't have geological survey. No. It's the worst moon globe ever.
Not nearly. It's cool.
The Disney parks are shut down. The skeleton crews are in there keeping it afloat, but no people. Except for one brave man who claimed to have the time of his life.
Man caught camping on Disney's Discovery Island says it was a tropical paradise. Richard McGuire has been banned from Walt Disney World property forever. He's also been arrested and charged with trespassing. So,
like Christian Bale in this photo.
Eh?
It looks kind of like Batman.
I don't really see it.
It made it sound like that he was on one of the islands that is not even normally used. In the park.
It had been shut down since like 99 or something.
Yeah, so...
But it was like a tropical beach type setting.
Yeah.
But it still had structures. So he was just having the time of his life. Yeah. And it's probably got like fruit trees and stuff. And
yeah, apparently they tried to get him to come out with a megaphone, but he was inside one of the buildings and he's like, I don't know, I was just inside a building, I didn't hear you.
Krista, you're the camper. How much would you love to, you know, stealth camp inside of a theme park with no one there?
I would hate... Oh, I guess with no one there. I don't know. Florida's really buggy and hot. I don't know if I would enjoy that very much. Also, you have to worry about like alligators and stuff, right? Isn't that an issue?
Yeah, but they're Disney gators, so they're friendly.
Oh, yeah. Just like the one in Peter Pan, right?
They're just animated, right?
Yeah.
They've only got two dimensions. They can't hurt you.
Oh, I miss putting these two stories together. Well, conferences are not the only thing you can do in Animal Crossing. If you have a severe mental disability.
Virtual marriage in Animal Crossing is a result of the thing. They said, don't worry, we'll have a real vet wedding at some other point. But, you know, these people met online, of course, and they had a wedding in Animal Crossing. And that's pretty much the whole story.
Look at his leg is clipping through this flower.
The question I have is, how come his character has eyeshadow on?
And two different shades.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just from the... domestic violence.
We will have a wedding this year.
That represents the first and second time he said no to the Animal Crossing wedding. So I'm sure more people will be doing that. Again, how pissed are you? Because you know how they always, people complain. It's like, if you do a destination wedding and I have to burn vacation time to go to your wedding, what if I have to go out and buy a Switch?
Yeah, I'd just be like, sorry, pass.
You
send a gift.
You're relegated to the Twitch chat.
Can you stream Animal Crossing? It's Nintendo.
Yeah, I think Nintendo has lightened up on the rules on some of that.
Mm.
I don't know that for sure. But well, the DevOps people are doing it, right? So yeah. You must be able to do it. People have been... there's been a lot of screenshots and a lot of stories about people showing things that they might not necessarily want to about their homes and their desktops during all this telecommunication. And one of the saddest stories comes from this university.
University of Miami instructor resigns after TikTok of pornographic bookmark goes viral. University of Miami has released an updated statement saying that he is not a professor. He is a lecturer. But so this lecturer was, he was sharing a screen to educate students, and that was one of the bookmarks.
Okay, so we see F and then U. What do you think the rest of that word is? It's clearly a verb. It is maybe a little bit more disturbing that it is college girls that he's into. Yeah.
And he's a college professor, yeah.
But if he's just a lecturer, he might be a fairly young himself. I don't know. But anyway, he won't be doing that anymore. He's out. And the student who collected this clip and spread it around everywhere, it went completely viral, said he feels regret because it wasn't worth it. He didn't want that man to lose his job.
Oops. Everything has consequences.
This is a good lesson to our chat right now. This is why you use folders in your bookmarks.
Well, you know what? This is in the quick bookmark bar. I bet he just accidentally clicked the star.
Oh, or like drug it down.
Yeah, or something like that. And
like trying to claw the address bar and accidentally did a drag operation.
Yeah, I bet it was a total mistake, which is sad. Now, a lot of people criticize when we use certain sources. BuzzFeed, for example. Yeah, we know. BuzzFeed is garbage, but often that is either just the one that they used on the news aggregation site that we were looking at, or it's a paywall alternative. And this one, I did not even notice the URL until the age filter came up. And I was like, why am I being age filtered? Oh, this is a weed website. Yeah, it's but the story is interesting.
It's not science fiction. The antivirus bodysuit is real, and you can vape with it, because that's the first thing you should think about and have in a headline.
Well, you know, listen, you can't be expected to just go out in public and not vape for like an hour while you get groceries.
So you're probably thinking, like, why would a weed website have information about a bodysuit? Is this like a medical application? Or no. Their biggest concern here is that how are we going to go to festivals? And the answer is you put on this stupid, look at it, you put this bodysuit on and you can go to your festivals. It's battery powered. I guess there's like a ventilation system powered. And then they show that here you've got your filter on one end here, and then you've got your vape insert over here.
Man, it comes with a hands-free beverage consumption module.
I can't wait for my N95 positive pressure bodysuit.
So, yeah. If you want to, you know, rip fat clouds but still be safe about it, they got you. It's not for sale yet, but it will be. I imagine it'll be pretty expensive.
The default skin, because it feels like it's a recolor.
Yeah, the pastels.
It's a recolor, right? Like, what's the default?
Can you get a more masculine version of that?
How many of my funny money coins do I have to spend to get the really like epic skin of
the
that?
The DLC.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll tell us. In future episodes, we'll keep you updated on that. Now, this story was incredible because often we destroy nature in our quest to make the world more comfortable for human beings. But sometimes nature destroys itself, and then human beings come to the rescue with crazy solutions.
I've seen these kind of things before.
Salmon cannon coming to help threatened Fraser River fish bypass a rock slide. So salmon always go up the river. There's a rock slide. Salmon are not going up the river where the rocks slid. So what we're going to do is make a pneumatic tube that's 160 feet long. We're going to load these salmon and we're going to shoot it into the surface of the... No, wait. We're going to shoot it farther upstream.
Now they're doing two things. The other one is a fish ladder. You ever heard of a fish ladder before?
Yeah.
So that's new to me.
We actually have those where we're from.
And that, I guess, basically just gives... Because salmon can jump up the waterfalls, but the rock slide is like 5 meters.
Yeah.
So they can't do that. But you build them a nice little cinder block stair there, a fish ladder, and they can just flop themselves up there. But some of them are too lazy to do that. So what do? This amazing contraption. Just look at this. It's just a big tube.
And the sound it makes is...
This is like the tubes at your bank, except you put fish through it. What do you think goes through the fish's mind during that transit?
I don't care, right? They're just like, yeah, whatever. All
they
I care
gotta
about
be freaked out
is spawning.
I mean, you ever gone fishing? They get spooked by the weirdest little thing. And then you're stuffing them into a giant tube and just launching them at high speed over miles.
It feels like I'm accelerating. I don't understand.
Yeah. You think any of them get to the other end, like at a water park, and they're like, I got to do that again. I'm going over the rock slide to get, but that was amazing. I've never experienced anything like it. So and now, if neither of these things work, these are untested, by the way, then helicopters and trucks will move the salmon. Incredible.
It'll probably work.
What did you do today? A helicoptered salmon.
All day. It was exhausting.
And other wildlife, or aquatic life in particular, are suffering from the current situation. I guess we can't really blame the rock slide on the virus. But aquariums, like most other forms of entertainment, don't have any visitors. And not only does that hurt them financially, but the animals who are accustomed to people might forget that we even exist.
Japanese aquarium urges public to video chat eels who are forgetting humans exist. Yes, yes, there is a link in the story. If you want to go check this out, this aquarium has set up iPads around the tanks because these eels hide in the sand. And so apparently when they first set up the exhibit or whatever, the eels would just hide in the sand when people came around until they got used to them. So they're trying to keep the eels used to people.
And so now when the handlers come by, the eels won't even come out for the handlers. And it's causing some issues. So you can do your part. Now, you cannot make noise.
Oh.
Because the eels are sensitive to that. They only want you to look at them and wave to them. Get them used to motion. They do look
so cute.
They do look like really concerned. Like what the fuck?
Our handlers are all dying. What?
Is this the last story? Okay, this is a weird one to end on. But we have mentioned before about the sex workers and the current toll that the crisis is taking on them. They pretty much have no income at this point, and they are, you don't get unemployment insurance when you're a sex worker. That's just how it is. And I think this is, a lot of people were bashing this, but I think this is in the spirit.
Yeah.
Literally.
What were you supposed to be emulating in this situation?
Yeah. Pope gives aid to transgender prostitutes with no quote unquote customers. And I don't see why that's controversial.
No, it's not really.
Well, if you talk to some other Catholics, it's controversial. But they're quick to point out that Jesus himself was, reported to consort with some prostitutes, maybe drop them a few coins once in a while. And
bread.
Yeah, the transgender prostitutes. Now, this was not like he wasn't sitting around. It's like, we got to help the transgender prostitutes. They got together and came and petitioned. So there's like a guy who's in charge of alms for the poor. And they're like, hey, we're transsexual prostitutes and we need some help. And he took it to the Pope, and the Pope was like, yeah, we got to do it. Got to help him out.
That's very papal of him.
It gets a hell of a headline, doesn't it?
There, that we didn't include, but I forgot about. I think it just kind of broke yesterday. Did you guys see the story about the murder hornets?
Yes.
No, I didn't see that.
That's the apocalypse event for May, I think.
So hornets that are that big have arrived in America, and they eat bees.
Like honey bees that are already not in good shape.
How many of them?
A lot.
Where?
It's bad news. Here in just North America, like they're here. And they're coming for you and your cats.
I left the cats out on the porch yesterday, and they have no, like you're supposed to have that instinctual, it's like avoid this animal, don't, attack this animal. They were all over a wasp.
Oh, no, Rue does that too. She loves bees.
Yeah, don't to leave the wasp alone.
Yeah.
So
that's
yeah,
gonna be bad.
They would go hard on a giant hornet.
You're gonna have a swollen cat soon.
Toast has some damage on his ear. So the other night I had the window open and I heard like and I was like, is that my cats or is that outside cats? So I went in to check on them and they were just looking at me like, hey, what's your problem, bro? So I was like, oh, that must have been outside cats. But then the next morning, Toast has ear damage.
They were fighting when you weren't around.
I guess. What? Well, I was in the middle of the night.
Oh.
They were in their room.
That's weird.
Yeah. But he's usually the aggressor. So in a way, I'm kind of proud if Crouton finally stood his ground.
Well, he's finally been able to get some nutrition. He's built some muscle mass.
On the other hand, really look like... I mean, not, it's not like a terrible damage, but, you know, their little ears are so sensitive. Yeah.
Ryan, I posted a picture of that murder hornet in the Discord so you can see what we're dealing with.
Yeah. You can only fit, like, three in your hand.
It looks so adorable in that picture.
look at the cut on this guy's thumb.
You think that's from the hornet?
Yes.
That's our wonder, yeah.
Yeah, so it decapitates bees and then carries the bee's body back to its nest.
Does it have a stinger?
Yes.
Yeah.
The people that have been stung by it say it feels like somebody has shoved a thumbtack through your skin, and the stinger is about as big.
Was there venom in that?
It hurts, yeah.
I just saw the story yesterday, so...
You know what would be a great...
We'll have to do a story next year.
Weapon against these guys, though? Tennis racket, because they're so big. Just blast them.
Thunk.
Yeah. Just makes them angry and brings on more number.
Or what, fire.
What if... Well, you have to find the nest, though, right?
Napalm.
What if... Because you know how, like, the animals are reclaiming the world as we're all trapped inside? What if the giant hornets get a foothold, and then we break quarantine and we come out into a terrible world of giant hornets?
That is the worst timeline.
Look forward to that.
Yeah. Thanks again, Linode. Check out those Linode links.
Linode will be good for the hornet apocalypse because you can't make runs out to get your own hardware.
Yeah, you might as well forget going outside. Why don't you learn how to use Kubernetes?
Yeah. As long as the hornets don't cut your phone line or cable line for your internet.
Oh, no.
You're okay. But once they learn to do that, it's over.
That's June apocalypse event.
All right, Krista. I think it's the attack rate on your voice activation. So give me like a little bit of noise and then a bye. And let's see if we can get around this.
All right. It's still bad.
It's just immediately knows that that's not a thing. All right. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.